Welcome to the It Ain't It Sis podcast hosted by the Sarahs.
This is the very first one.
It is. Are you excited?
I'm super excited.
I know. We'll probably sound like we don't know what we're doing, but that's because we don't.
We don't.
But basically, we decided to make a podcast because we're just two chicks trying to, you know, navigate what it's like to be in your young 20s when it's 2020.
Yeah. You know, we're going to talk about life and love and relationships and basically everything that falls in between of that.
Exactly. And basically, this is also a place where honesty, humor, and a whole lot of freaking sass just all come together into one. And you're going to get a lot of realness from us.
A lot of realness. So guys, settle in, grab yourself a cup of coffee.
Or a glass of wine.
Part of our podcast is that we're going to be testing out, you know, occasionally, different types of wine.
Exactly. So tonight we are drinking a Cabernet. We love a good cab. It's 2017, brought to you by Trader Joe's.
We love Trader Joe's.
We love TJ's. Yeah, so it's from Paso Robles.
No, Paso Robles.
Oh, Paso Robles.
We're very sophisticated, everyone.
I mean, you know, I just drink the wine. I don't make it. So 10 out of 10 recommend. But anyways, as we were saying, you should get your glass of wine because things are about to get juicy.
Oh, yeah. So juicy, right, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. I just had a nice sip. So we're going to get into the podcast, but basically before we kind of get into the main ish, I think we should talk about like how we met and everything. Do you want to start?
Okay. Yeah. All right, everyone.
Take it back to day one.
Day one. You guys. So our school doesn't let you pick your roommates. So everything's random. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a rare thing for colleges, honestly. But, okay, guys, but get this, though. To take it up a notch, we're in the honors program. So, like,
we're fucking smart.
Well, no. Okay, that's not where I was going with this. But, like, okay. I guess she should put that out there, too. No, but, okay, I don't know. I was like, what if it's a bunch of weirdos?
Oh, yeah. Literally, I remember young me. I was 19 at the time, about to go into college. And I remember looking at my mom, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm literally about to be in college with a bunch of freaks. Like, I was like, Mom, the boys definitely aren't going to be cute.
And that actually proved to be very
that was actually low-key true.
Guys, USD honors program is not where you're going to find your husband. Just a PSA. Anyone considering, yeah.
don't go there. But, I mean, actually go there. I love the school. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Oh, yeah, great school. Just not the boys honors program. If anyone's listening to this, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm dissing you hardcore, but
okay. Anyways, that was a tangent. But back to the main arena. So, like, I was nervous because it's weird people. And it was random. And I'm from Virginia, which is very far. So I know basically no one. And you show up. And, I mean, Sarah Humphrey, you guys. Sarah Humphrey, let's just say she's a big personality.
Me?
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Oh,
I was
you
like,
do?
Oh, my God, this girl. Wow, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I, like, vaguely sound so
oh,
mean.
Oh, God. She's going to be like, I don't remember you at all. Who is Sarah? I was a lurker.
No, I just remember this girl's with, she just has a lot of red hair.
I don't know how I feel about that. Okay, anyways, rude. But yeah, no, so I met Sarah. Actually, though, I don't remember, like, the first conversation or anything like that. I just remember, like, honestly, low-key, you were a lot. And I was like, yeah. Damn, this is gonna be a time, you guys.
I am very extroverted, and Sarah, you're extroverted, but, like,
I'm definitely an introverted extrovert.
Yes, and I am more just, like, extrovert. Like, to the nines, but then I also like my me time. I don't know, it's very strange. But basically what we're trying to say is we met
yeah,
I digress. We met freshman year and honestly, I think for the first semester, we didn't really talk.
No, we didn't, honestly.
We didn't really interact at all. And it was so funny because I was telling Grace, who is one of my roommates currently, I was saying how we didn't really talk at all. And then come spring semester, I think we started talking more.
But, like, do you remember, like, what it was? Like,
it was because I would, I was on a mission. What was our turning point? No, this was our turning point. I was on a mission freshman year to make Sarah go out more because I have a passion for being social and going
Sarah
out.
Sarah would call herself the two-shot wonder, everyone. She very proudly would proclaim this. And I was like, who is this girl? Like, also, too, like, is this something to be proud of?
It was actually the one-shot wonder. I'm not going to lie. But now my tolerance has gone up, which, I mean, to some would be a shame, to others is impressive.
Wait, why would it be a shame?
My mom wouldn't like to hear that.
Sorry, mom.
Yeah, but basically I was on a mission spring semester to make Sarah Rotta go out more.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, well, I was. It was in a secret internal mission.
Is that how we bonded?
That's how we bonded. I have videos, Snapchat videos of us going out. So it was really fabulous. And then sophomore year comes around. We're still living in, like, the same social setting, kind of.
Yeah. We weren't in immediate dorms, but.
Yeah, no, but, like, we were still, like, we lived right across the hall from each other. And basically, I think sophomore year is when we really started to bond, like,
that's when we hit our stride, everyone.
Yeah, this is where we hit our stride because all of a sudden, I had some girl drama going down.
It went down, you guys.
It was just a lot. I had never dealt with it before. And then all of a sudden, I just, you know, girls can get their panties in a twist or whatever the frickin' saying is. But they were getting their panties in a twist. I was not having it and I didn't know how to deal with any of this kind of shit. So I come to Sarah crying probably every other weekend and she comforted me. And then she told me she was going to study abroad in Rome. And I was like, oh my gosh, girlfriend, so am I.
That was a bonding experience.
Yeah.
Because I remember us, like, talking about how excited we were and, like, that kind of thing. But, like, let's be honest, though. Like, we were never, though, like, super duper close. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we went to Rome.
Oh, boy, did we go to freaking Rome.
I loved Rome. I thought it was, like, the best experience. Like, so fun.
Yeah, so... On the other hand, God bless Sarah for rooming with me and dealing with me during that time because I went to Rome. And may I also mention that about 2 months before I went to Rome, I got a really bad concussion. And I'm like the doctor's worst patient. Like, I don't like to rest. It's, like, not in my vocabulary unless, like, it's on my terms. And so I just didn't heal at all. And then next thing I know is I'm in Rome with a concussion and I'm drinking all the wine.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'd like to preface that the European culture likes their alcohol.
I mean, I do too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the combination was not great.
It wasn't great. I mean, I like to party, not going to lie. So it wasn't the best environment for me. I was struggling and I was also sad because, you know, I had a lot of boy issues that I was just, like, dealing with, which sounds really pathetic, but it's true. It's honestly.
Shout out to, what was his name?
No, it was all the boys. We're going to get into that later, but this is just a little preview, even though this story is probably 5 billion years old.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah, I think people are probably over. Anyways, long story short, you guys, that was a really, really bonding experience for us. And we lived with, like, 7 other girls, and our one roommate was, like, attached to her bed. She's really nice, though.
No, yeah. We had a plethora of roommates that were incredibly, incredibly different. We had one,
oh my gosh, we the had one with the opera music. You guys,
we had one who loved to sing and who was just
burn my ears.
No, okay, she, no, I would want, I want to say She is actually a really great singer. She just sang a lot, which pissed off Sarah. I honestly
No, she blasted opera music.
I mean that too, but like honestly, I didn't mind it that much. I think Sarah definitely minded it way more than I did. I liked her though because she really opened my eyes. It sounds weird, but like she was very confident in her like sexuality and just like
That's very true, you guys.
She yeah. She was super
She had a time while she was
She had a time when she was abroad, but like honestly, I was like it kind of opened my eyes and I was like, "Wow, I should definitely be way more confident when it comes to like men and like demanding what I want." She kind of
Amen
showed me that.
To that, sister.
I was like, "Wow, I'm not going to do half the stuff you do, but like also, like you have she had some good points.
And she didn't care what anyone thought.
I know, which I like honestly appreciated at the end of the day.
No, that is like a main Yeah, you know what? Go her.
I know, honestly.
Shout out to her. She taught us stuff.
She honestly did.
Anyways.
But yeah, so we went to Rome. Sarah had a great time. So I'm going to also, side note, call her Sarah. You can call me Shumps for simplicity's sake because two Sarahs.
Shumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me Shumps.
Yeah, there you go. Because, you know, it gets kind of confusing with two Sarahs.
It really does.
The Sarahs.
So I'm Shumps. She's Sarah. But Sarah had a great time. I, on the other hand, I had a transformative time, as in I really grew as a person. And even though I low-key hated probably 80% of abroad, it taught me a lot. I'm not going to lie. I liked the weekends and I liked Oktoberfest.
Yeah, we did a lot of really cool traveling. But, okay, from that, we both took away similar lessons, but also very different lessons. And like, that's kind of, I would say like one of the reasons that we wanted to make this podcast is that as annoying as, and I'm sure so many of you have heard it, like abroad is life changing. As cliche and annoying as that sounds, I know people are gonna be like, oh my God, really? But like, I think just from like, at least for me, like a confidence and independence, like being able to just know who I am without having a bunch of people there, that kind of thing. I don't know. I thought it was like a really, really good experience.
No, exactly. And I feel like also that experience showed us like the importance of when you have a friend kind of growing in the same direction and like basing that friendship off of like the same values, which Sarah and I like definitely have. And like, honestly, most of the time, me and Sarah are just like sitting in the car talking about usually just like life or people that piss us off or like boys that piss us off and like why we question why people are the way they are all the time.
All the time.
All the freaking time. But at the end of the day, like this is why we decided to make this podcast. And side note, the reason why we called it It Ain't It Sis is because about a couple months ago, or I should say more recently, I was in a relationship.
Oh,
and
dear Lord.
And
you guys,
yeah, I've been in a lot of relationships, which people will maybe learn about later, but I've dated a plethora of men, and you know, I've learned from all of it. And this past relationship that I was in, I was telling my friend all of just like the shit that was happening, and it was basically, she just like turned to me and she said, "It ain't it, sis," as in, that's not the relationship for you. And kind of I had like a light bulb go off in a way. I was like, shit, you're so right. It ain't it, sis. And I kind of like relate that to how so many times in life, especially like in your young 20s, you think this is how life is going to be. But then, of course, what often happens is like someone pulls the rug out from underneath you and all of a sudden everything that you thought was going to be a certain way is totally not. And I think like adapting to just those changes, especially like when we are so young, is so important. And honestly, this is the kind of shit that me and Sarah like to talk about. So we're just going to make a podcast about it.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that it's so nice to know that you're not alone in feeling like overwhelmed or like, what the hell is going on? Like, this was not part of the plan. Like, how do I even like go back from this? Or like, where do I go from here? And like that kind of thing. And like, we've like been through a lot of different situations and that kind of thing. And I think at the end of the day, like, we have had each other, and like, Sarah's been the person, or Shumps, I should say, has been the person that like I go to and I talk to and like always has like the good advice and that kind of thing. It's just kind of like someone that I would always, you know, like if I have an idea or something like that, is someone that I want to talk to. And so I don't know, I feel like using this as a way to kind of share that with the world.
I agree. Also, I think that was perfectly said, Sarah. So, that being said, since it is our first podcast, I figured it'd be fun to play a little game.
You guys, this game is really fun, actually.
It's super fun. So, basically, I got this at Target, and it's called For the Girls. And, basically, it has, like, a couple different sets of cards, and you're supposed to technically play this while you're drunk. I mean, we're drinking wine.
And with, like, a group of people.
But you know what? At the moment, we're not trying to get hammered. and we don't have 5 billion people. So we're going to go for the truth or dare section. But honestly, we're only going to talk about the truths because...
So we're not really playing the game. But
so we're not playing the game at all, actually, is what I mean. But
their questions are from the game. So it's, like, kind of...
So basically, we're just doing a Q&A from our fans.
But we don't know the questions. Like, we're randomly, you know, picking them. So it's, like, yeah, kind of fun.
So we have a deck of cards right now. So who wants to go first? And then we're going to draw, I guess, a card, and then we're going to answer.
Yeah.
You want to go first, Sarah?
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it, babe.
What's something, oh God, this is deep. What? Of course it starts with this. Okay. What's something that people most misunderstand about you? Oh. I think that people think that I'm happy all the time and, like, you know, always, like, I don't know, just very, I don't know, not, I guess that I don't, like, feel other emotions of, like, sad or, like, overwhelmed or, like, stuff like that. I think a lot of people are like, oh, you just, like, have it all together and you're always so happy and that kind of thing. But I don't know. Like, I go through stuff and, like, I don't know. Life's hard. But I think I try to be, like, positive about it and, like, I don't know, see the best in it. And I think that is, like, something that is really good. But also, too, like, I think a lot of people don't necessarily see...
No,
the hard work that goes in behind everything.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And also, side note, Sarah's super, super humble, and she's in the ROTC, so she's such a badass girl, and kind of dealing with just, honestly, all of those men, because it's a very male-dominated industry.
Industry?
I don't even know what you call that.
I mean, yeah, we can go with industry.
It's a male-dominated industry, and... Being a feminine female in that kind of environment. Sorry, but it's true. Being a feminine female in that kind of environment can be really hard, especially, I mean, when you're around a bunch of guys who just bro out constantly.
All the time.
I mean, they probably belittle you to a certain extent. I mean, maybe
you... Well, we had our fitness test, and... Like, one of the guys said, Sarah, if you pass me, I'm going to be so mad, blah, 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 blah.
Did you pass him?
Guys, I passed all the guys that I'm friends with, so.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, we have a good little soon-to-be marathon runner in our midst.
Yeah, actually, I hope. If anyone's run a marathon and has, like, oh, I loved it, or, like, this was, like, a really great course, or that kind of thing, how to hit us up?
Yeah, DM us. Slide into the DMs, honestly.
Yeah, no, because I'd
only
be super
with
interested.
Only with advice and suggestions, nothing more though.
Sarah, why did you make that so weird?
You never know what people are weird nowadays. You can't trust them.
Great. Now we're gonna get weird things because you said that.
It's fine.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Okay. Sarah, your turn.
Should I pick one or should I answer that question too?
Oh, well, it's up to you.
I'm going to pick from the pile again, and this one right here. This one was for me. It's what quote do you try to live by?
You really like that one.
So my friends call me a quote girl, low key.
She's like one of those people who posts them on her Instagram page.
Quotes are fucking everything. They make me so happy, honestly. Okay, backstory about this.
Oh, God.
Backstory.
Buckle in, everyone.
Buckle in. So, after abroad, it was a rough time. It was probably top two. It was like top two hardest times of my life. High school was a hard time itself, but then abroad was really difficult just with everything that I was going through emotionally and mentally and physically. And so 2019 came around and I was back in America, and I remember just kind of like literally I was crying to my mom in the bathroom, just being like, just about everything that had happened with like boys and just concussion. Like my concussion was still, I had like a lot of the symptoms still. So 2019, my New Year's resolution was honestly to just like be happier and really focus on myself. So me and one of my best friends, Christina, we went to Target at the beginning of January and went to the self-help book aisle and just bought a few different ones. And guys, they honestly, it put me on a path of just really great positivity. And in these self-help books are a lot of quotes. So therefore, that was a really long explanation for what basically my favorite quote I live by is. But
get back to what the question was.
I know. Back to the original question. I would say I don't have like a legit quote, but it's basically, I would say a motto more so. And I try to live my life by reminding myself every day that every day is a blessing, and is a blessing that comes from God, and that regardless of what anything that happens in life, God is always in control, and you can always find happiness and peace in even your darkest times, regardless of the situation. And I know that sounds kind of like depressing, but like it's true.
No, that's true. I like that. Okay, I'll answer what you did. Mine's not going to be nearly as long-winded. So my like little short story for this is, it's like a, I don't know, I guess it's like a speech or something. It's not necessarily a quote. But my dad, who I feel like we should do like a podcast on like people who inspire us or whatever.
Ooh, that's good.
I think that'd be fun. Anyways, so my dad is like, long story short, like probably my absolute favorite person in the entire world, and like I look up to him so much or whatever. And for the longest time, like for as long as I can remember, he would always talk about this thing. It's called The Man in the Arena, and a lot of people probably have read it or seen it or whatever, but basically the premise of it is, it's like not about the man who, you know, is always winning and does great and, you know, is like super strong and that kind of thing. It's about the man who's fighting, he's in the ring, he's, you know, he's has blood dripping from him, sweat dripping, and he like has been knocked down, and at the end of the day he keeps continuing to get up and fight and be resilient. And that's kind of like a really strong word in my life, is resilience, and it means a lot to me. And so I guess that would be like something that is probably my favorite quote, is just like to keep fighting and to stay strong, and to like, even when you get knocked down, that you can't let it keep you down. And that's what defines you at the end of the day. It's not what you've been through, what you've seen, that kind of thing, but it's how you react to it.
I love that. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Well said.
Thanks.
Okay. Next question.
I think this is fun. Okay. What is the most pressing thing on your bucket list? Wait, there's so many things. You guys, I am one of those people who is all about experiences. Like I would spend all my money about like, whether it's just like spending time with people, or like I want to travel like crazy. I love just like cooking, like guys tonight.
Yeah, tonight we honestly cooked such amazing meal. Wife us up.
Yeah, honestly, it was delicious.
Actually, no, don't now. I still need to live my young 20s.
Just but, kidding about that.
Yeah, but yeah, no, Sarah, she is always texting me, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this. And I'm like, girlfriend.
You guys.
I know.
I want to do everything. I want to do everything. Okay, anyway, so on my bucket list, I really, really want to go to Bali or Thailand. I think those are like this person that I follow on Instagram. Okay, she's like a blogger or something. Anyways, she just got married and she went to Bali. You guys, there was like literally like monkeys at like her like infinity pool that they stayed at, and the food looked amazing and just like it's absolutely beautiful. Okay, yeah, a little bit because there was a lot of them.
What if they
but there was babies. They're how do they poop on you unless they jump on you? They're not birds. They don't fly in the sky. Anyways, you guys, Bali seems so cool, and apparently it's not that expensive. Also, Thailand looks amazing. You guys, I just want to go. Okay, anyways, Sarah, you go.
Okay, I don't ever have anything super, super pressing. Honestly, I really want to make this podcast. That was, like, the most pressing thing on my bucket list.
Hey, wow.
Because I harass Sarah every day being like, When are we gonna film another episode of the or record another episode? But other than that, like, I would say I don't really care what I'm doing. It just, for me, it's just like the quality of time that I spend with my friends, and just, I guess, like, even like last weekend it was our first last weekend of college, which is really sad to even think about now, but I went out a lot, but I had a lot of fun.
It was so fun, actually.
It was just a busy weekend. It was the first weekend of college. Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. So it was like a lot, but it was also super fun. And I don't know. I think just like quality of time, like making sure I always do that. And
that's your bucket list?
That's so judgy. Well, that's not. Okay, apparently Sarah's put in a gun to my head.
Aggressive.
So I guess now I have to change my answer.
Well, you were saying quality of time.
Yeah, I want to have quality of time with friends.
But that's not like a bucket list item.
I feel like it is.
Okay.
I'm a simple gal.
You are not simple in your fur blue coat with big ass hoop. Sparkly earrings with huge like bug sunglasses.
She's laughing at me because when we were in Germany,
you guys, the German people too are like the most like quiet, like very like reserved, very, you know,
and I
like,
come in,
yeah, and Sarah,
I enter that country and I'm like, hello,
chewing her gum like loud. Oh god, it was a time.
Okay, I also have to preface, this is such a tangent from the question, but I also have to preface, we were at Oktoberfest the day before.
I think we peaked then.
I definitely did peak. It's like one of the moments in my life I definitely peaked, but so I might have been intoxicated. I honestly can't remember. That whole weekend was just full of intoxication, but I decided to buy a blue furry coat because why the hell not? And it was kind of obnoxious. Oh, and then I also, so I have these favorite sunglasses and they're just these huge, bug-eyed, like black sunglasses. And I think I look really bougie. Other people would not like to use that word.
Extra. Well,
it's extra. It's
not bougie. It's extra.
It's extra. So I'm very extra.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, should we just call you extra?
Yeah, I'm very extra. And then I bought these amazing, they were honestly super cute. Yeah. I bought these amazing earrings and
I actually kind of did like the earrings.
Yeah, I like them too. But moving on, we are going to pick another truth card. And oh, I have this perfect one. So it's, what's the biggest relationship deal breaker for you? So for those of you who don't know me, you should know I like my men.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what girl doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
We all like our men.
We all like our men.
I've dated a lot and I've been on a lot of dates and I have a lot of terrible, terrible dates. Situations I've been in, a lot of them funny, honestly. They're like terribly funny is what I should say. But from all these situations I've been in with men, I have definitely learned a lot, and I would say that my biggest relationship deal breaker is probably communication.
That is actually
like, I'm a big person, like, actions speak louder than words. So you can tell me how much you're like obsessed with me and all the shit. Like, of course, that sounds nice. I love that. I mean, I love to hear it. But also, if you don't actually like show me that you like are obsessed with me, how am I supposed to believe you?
Sarah just basically wants you to
adore her. I want you to be obsessed with me. Of course. Like the Harry, yeah. Like the Harry Styles song.
Not in a weird way though.
Yeah, not in the weird way. Like I tend to definitely go after guys who are a lot less emotional than I am, because I, like I mentioned before, I am a lot of emotions. Like when I am happy, I'm freaking happy. But when I'm sad, like I go through waves. I'm like a freaking roller coaster, honestly, in the best way possible. So good luck to my future boyfriend and husband. Yeah, but
honestly, I'm praying for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm scared for him. But basically, that's what I want in a relationship. Like, you actions speak louder than words. That's a big deal breaker. Like, communication. If you can't, like, communicate and, like, back it up with action, that's a thing. Also, though, you need to, like, love Jesus. I love Jesus.
Yeah, honestly. And that's a hard thing.
I know.
But not, like, weird.
We like a balance. But I also like to have fun. I like to go out. I like to eat pizza at 2 a.m. sometimes.
When do you eat pizza at 2 a.m.?
Well, like, theoretically.
You're gluten-free.
I'm gluten-free, theoretically. I ate popcorn last night. I actually ate peanut butter at 2 a.m. last night. I woke up with the biggest stomachache this morning.
Yeah, I was a lot more drunk than I thought I was going to be. Okay, anyways, this is a tangent. Okay, yeah, so for you, it would be communication, right?
Yes, for me, it would be communication.
Okay. For me, I would say that if you don't get along with, like, my family or my friends, I don't know. Like, I think that it's really important, like, you to have, and for them too, like, I think it, like, how they treat their family and their relationship with them and, like, that they care. And I don't know, because at the end of the day, I think that, like, I think initially a lot of, like, emotions are high and that kind of thing, so they'll treat you well. But then if you see that they don't really care about your family or your friends or, like, their family, I think it just shows that it, like, is not going to work in the long term.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, once the initial, like, infatuation fades, then you kind of see someone's true colors, and like, I'm like, dude, if you can't live up to it.
And I hate when people are like rude to people that they don't even know. Like, if you're rude to like a server or just like anyone who's just, or someone at the like cash register or something, I think that's like honestly a red flag.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, like, you need to have like an overall like element of just being polite.
I don't know where I'm going with this, but it just really bothers me when people are rude and selfish and inconsiderate to other people. So yeah,
well said. So is it your turn? It's your turn.
Okay, here's something cute. What's something about that yourself that you hope will never change? Okay, so I guess this is a good thing and a bad thing, but at the end of the day, I think it's a good thing. I think it outweighs a good thing. I definitely see the best in like a lot of people, and I like,
I think you should though.
Yeah, that's too. What I'm saying, you know, like I think like sometimes it burns you and like it can be bad.
It has burned me in all of my relationships with guys.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Just being like, honestly, just taken advantage of because of like kindness. But like also too, I would just like to say that like at the end of the day, I look around at my life and all of the amazing people and like friendships and relationships that I've been able to build, because like I see people and I see like their differences, but I also see like all the gifts and the talents that like honestly everyone has, and I truly believe that regardless of the person. And I think just being able to like see that and accept like everyone has their own flaws, like I know for sure like I have a bunch of flaws and that kind of thing, but I don't know, being able to, I always look at people and I want to like see the best in them and that kind of thing. So I think that has given me so much like love and joy in my life, and I don't hope that I always continue to see the best in people.
I would say one thing that I hope that never changes about me is, I actually have been telling myself this since I was 17. I don't want to become jaded from life, because I remember kind of like growing up just seeing like with my, I just like family members and like other people that I know, they have gone through some things, whether it be death or illness or just financial issues or just family issues. And they've become definitely jaded throughout it and very pessimistic. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like it's fine to feel those emotions of like sadness and frustration with whatever you go through in life. But at the end of the day, like, I don't ever want to be like jaded and be bitter. I don't ever want to be bitter. I want to always be grateful for the life I've been given and what all I will be given in the future. And so, yeah, that's what I say. I think life's too short to, I don't know, just be so negative. And unfortunately, like, I would say I have spent like a lot of my life, like, or like way too much of my life being negative. And I definitely don't want to like continue to live like that, because, you know, I'm 22 and I probably only have like 60 more years here. That sounds really
60. I'm betting I'm going to live to 100. Okay. I'm going to throw it out there, you guys.
I do not want to live to 100.
Why?
Because I don't want to have to be in a wheelchair.
Okay. If you're living to 100, you're probably in great shape.
I mean, are you though?
Yeah. I know some people up there who are.
I'm going to get so many wrinkles. I do not wear.
You guys, SPF. Wear sunscreen. I know. That I pisses don't. Me off. You guys, wear sunscreen.
Do it for the tan.
No. Okay. You can still get tanned and wear sunscreen.
I know you can. I'm literally just like the anti-spokeswoman. It's really bad. I'm going to be getting skin cancer within
the next
10 years.
You're going to have so many wrinkles.
I'm going to be a wrinkly ass bitch, but it's okay.
You know what? You may look tan and great, and I'm the pale one, but you know what?
I know.
I won't have wrinkles.
I should start investing in, honestly, spray tans.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So I think that's probably good for questions, honestly. I hope you guys from that kind of got a little bit
a
more
little
familiar.
Taste. A
yeah.
Taste of
what
are.
You're in for. And well, I hope it was like somewhat interesting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we'll definitely go in more in depth about our experiences and our lives and just what we think that is important, that, like, I don't know, a lot of young 20-year-old girls are kind of just like thinking back their head, but like,
and no, guys, we could have guys
and guys. You know what, this is 2020.
We don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate. We don't exclude.
Also too, guys, we're at a like really interesting point in our lives. We are second semester senior, so we graduate in May, and
it's February 8th.
Yeah, so you know what, okay, wait, I think our intention, we should like set like an intention, you know, like from like what do we want to focus on after like from this podcast, and then we can report back.
Oh yeah,
okay. Wait. For me, I want to say this week I'm going to be very present in the moment. That's something that I'm constantly trying to be. That's what I'm going to try to work on.
I like that. I would definitely say that too. I would say over these past, like, honestly, all of January, I've been, I don't know why, but I've had like this wave of anxiety kind of hit me, because I think, like, I don't know, just entering our last semester of college, it kind of just hit me, and just like, what the hell am I doing after? So that being said, I am just kind of try to like surrender to life and like let it happen, and like I'm doing everything I can do, but like I'm gonna try to not obsess over everything and still like you said, like be present and put in the work and kind of just like have faith that everything, as cheesy as it sounds, everything always does work out in the end. So that's what I would say.
Okay. I like that. I think that's good. So we will report back on how we do with this in this week.
We will. I know. Well, so I hope you guys had a fun time listening to us. Hopefully it wasn't too strange.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll be coming back. Okay. But like,
honestly,
we do have some fun things queued up.
We do have a lot of fun things queued up. Next week is Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Both me and your homegirl over here, Sarah, are extremely single, but we're loving life.
Yeah, you know what?
I think next week we're probably going to, I don't know, touch maybe a little bit about our worst dates that we've ever had. Our thoughts on dating apps.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
And what we're, I guess, going to do for Galentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, you know what? Like, I think we can just celebrate all the love we have in our lives. And I know. I would say we've got plenty of that. So
exactly. Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
That's all we have for today, folks. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed. Catch us next week with a new episode.
Yeah. Honestly, you guys, this is fun. Thanks for letting us do this. And, like, please, like, if you do like this, keep listening. And we're going to get better at it. Yes. I swear.
Subscribe and have a beautiful, beautiful night. Kisses. Love you all.
Why do you say kisses?
Bye.
Bye.